With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The health minister says part of government's strategy to contain the spread of the coronavirus is to identify and isolate cases early. The Honorable Duane Seymour states that this requires the public be clear on what the symptoms are and when to reach out to the Health Services Authority for testing. To further support this effort, government has launched an online self-assessment tool for the public.
The tool, which is now live on www.gov.ky/coronavirus, aims to provide a quick alternative to the flu hotlines and hopefully will encourage those who may be unsure if they have the coronavirus symptoms the chance to quickly check and take the necessary action. The tool begins by asking for your symptoms, and then it takes the public through a series of questions to determine whether you should seek further medical assessment, and all this in less than 5 minutes.
Health Minister, the Honorable Duane Seymour. And again, you can visit government.ky/coronavirus and click on the COVID-19 self-assessment button. The latest figures are 12 positive cases in the Cayman Islands, 194 negatives, with one inconclusive result. Cayman's death rate stands at 1. 2 weeks ago, the Cayman Islands shut its borders to the outside world when government suspended inbound and outbound flights in order to limit the spread of coronavirus. But many have wondered when it will be safe again for the three-island nation to consider letting visitors back in. Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Lee says the answer comes from science and the developments around either testing or vaccination.
Because I don't see this disease burning itself out throughout the entire world for quite some time. But if we get to a point where we can test people and know whether they are immune to it, then that's a point at which we'll be able to relax a lot of things that we currently have locked down, both here and in the wider world.
However, the Honorable Alda McLaughlin finds comfort in knowing that world leaders are facing the same issue and are working together to find a solution.
Every country in the world is going to be grappling with the same issue. So a lot of very brilliant minds are going to be, and I'm sure already working on this issue. And that does give me some degree of comfort and optimism that buoys me up when in my darkest moments when I wonder when we would be able to do something like that, because we can't close the borders indefinitely. A point will come when we'll like starve to death because we won't have any money to buy anything. So it'll be between the devil and the deep blue sea then. But hopefully some of those answers will come fairly quickly.
Nations across the world have imposed travel restrictions limiting entry to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Due to the national shelter-in-place soft curfew currently imposed by the Cayman Islands government, all Cayman Airways ticket offices have been temporarily closed until further notice. Customers are asked to make any new bookings online at caymanairways.com. For emergency matters, customers can call the reservations customer service line on 949-2311 between the hours of 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. Alternatively, customers can email reshelp@caymanairways.net. But airline officials say you should expect a longer-than-usual response time. Customers who booked tickets with local travel agents are asked to contact them directly for assistance. And in other news, a 24-year-old man from Cayman Brac is charged with rape and three other related sexual assault offenses, as well as breach of curfew. Police and other emergency services were dispatched just after 9:15 p.m. on Friday to investigate a report of a woman being raped. Emergency medical services took the victim to Faith Hospital, where she was treated for her injuries and later discharged. The man was arrested and held overnight at Cayman Brac Police Station and is now in custody in Grand Cayman as of Saturday. The man appeared in court on Monday via video link. He's been remanded in custody. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Eileen McHugh. As hospitals in Spain struggle to deal with coronavirus, the country has recorded its highest number of deaths so far. 849 people have died in the last 24 hours. More than 5,500 patients need intensive care. Russia is introducing strict measures it says are aimed at containing the outbreak there. The government now has the power to declare a state of emergency and to implement new rules as it sees fit. Long prison sentences can be imposed on those causing deaths by breaking quarantine rules. A human rights group has warned that Turkey is compromising preparations against coronavirus in northeast Syria by stopping the water supply to hundreds of thousands of people. Human Rights Watch says that since Turkey and Turkish-backed forces took control of the Aluk water pumping station last year, the supply has been cut off several times. BBC News.